Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Wednesday, January 24th, 2024. This is my pre-market report. Okay, so you already know what's going on, at least I would imagine so. So the United States is now bombing targets in Iraq. This is being called retaliatory strikes for what's happening here in the Red Sea again. Pointing their finger at Iran. Iran is going to get hit. They're going to get hit soon. So just be ready for that. So that's the story this morning. The big news. Here's the deal. This is going to expand and expand. You and I have covered this since last year. This is going to be epic. The Middle East is going to be lit up. Let me just say that again in an effort here to send a direct message to the BRICS nations here, especially those nations here that recently joined the BRICS alliance. And I'm talking about Saudi Arabia, obviously Iran here, OPEC nations, don't threaten the petrodollar. I mean, come on, man. I'm laughing. It's pathetic, but that's where this is going. And on top of now the United States hitting targets directly in Iraq, the bombing and missile campaign has been moved up and is getting more intense as the United States and its coalition allies, again, not a one, is a BRICS nation. They're hitting more targets in Yemen as well. This is not going to stop, just so you know. And it's going to get a lot worse here. Again, as we covered yesterday, I want to hear from you, and hardly any of you wrote to me yesterday about this. So yesterday, I showed you a chart of the Fed's repo program, their repurchase agreement scam. Okay, I've told you this has been a scam since forever now. What does it involve? Just real quick, the Federal Reserve passing around vast amounts of cash overnight between institutions to fake liquidity in the market. The market's drying up. It's a black hole. You know all this already. So let's see. So the Federal Reserve just happens to be drastically pulling liquidity out of the system at the same time that war is expanding. Think about what I'm saying, and I want to hear from you. Comment right now. Is this a coincidence? Do you believe that this is just a coincidence, really, honestly? Nobody believes that's a coincidence. You all know what I'm talking about, people. And again, this is just the tip of it. This is just the tip of where we are going. All right, let's put that over here for now. So what's happening also this morning, first of all, I'm surprised to see crude oil not getting a bit higher this morning. We're still hovering around 75 bucks. Okay, I don't think it's going to last. I've been telling you this for the longest time. I think crude is in a very long bottoming phase here. Commodities in aggregate, they're going much higher. You all know this. Just, again, my timeline for this is way off. Again, we are looking at opportunity now to buy commodities, gold, silver. I hate calling gold and silver commodities because they're not. Okay, these are real money. They've been real money since time immemorial, and it's never going to change. But commodities in aggregate, including things like real money, gold, and silver, they're going to remain suppressed here for a long time. The game is going to remain risk on. The bombings are going to get worse. The attacks are going to get worse. The propping up of the market is going to get more extreme. The dollar this morning is down strongly from yesterday. That's enough to give the stock market a boost. You got stock futures right now higher. The major indices are higher, especially tech, and you all know about tech. You all know about tech. I told you last year what I was doing. I'm buying more JEPQ, which will give me exposure to more tech here at the same time, getting paid a nice, big, fat, beautiful dividend here. I want to be paid to own stock in anything, and you all know my take on that. I won't own a company or an exchange-traded fund unless it's going to pay me to own it. You understand? I mean, you know, look, that's how you take advantage of this game here, all right? You weaponize the system that they make us play, that we have to participate in. We can weaponize this against them. Okay, use their own system against them. Period. That's what we're doing here. And for those of you who are going to say, oh, Greg is supporting a corrupt system. Well, when you guys and girls who say that to me get out of a fiat central bank issued note, I'll sell it all. How's that? Okay, is that a deal for those of you that are going to say that? Because you're participating in it just the same as I am, okay? If you were forced to do it, okay? But there's no difference than having to transact, and you do it every day, in a central bank issued note, you pay your bills with it, you work for it, and everything else, okay, than what I do, okay? There's no difference here. It's supporting the corrupt system. Why not take a freaking advantage of it? You understand? So anyway, going back to the market here, as I said, futures are higher, especially NASDAQ futures. Dollar getting hit, pretty good. 10-year yield coming down just a little bit, 4.11 last time I looked at it. I don't think that's going to last. In fact, I know it's not going to last. Just wait. Just wait. Okay, now the market is really anticipating a couple of things. We're going to get GDP numbers tomorrow, and we're going to get personal consumption expenditures, the Federal Reserve's favorite inflation gauge, on Friday. Let's see where this goes. First of all, with GDP, all right, they're gonna sell you a tale that goes from here to Pluto, which is a planet again, I don't know, and then beyond Pluto. Okay, oh, that's where we're going. They're gonna tell you how great our economy is doing, because GDP is just it beat expectations again. It's war. It's expanding war. It's government spending. That's what this is all about, and it's added to GDP. It's a lie. It's a fairy tale. But that's what they're gonna do to you. And I want you to be ready for it, people, because I know you're way, way, way smarter than... See, they think you're all stupid out here. They think that you and I are stupid. Let me tell you something about you and me. We are so much smarter than they are that it ain't even funny. How do you think we can stay ahead of the curve? How do you think we can stay ahead of this entire thing? Because we're smarter than they are, you know? Be first, be smarter, or cheat? Well, being first is always good. Being smarter, absolutely, and we never cheat. You understand? We don't have to cheat. There's no reason to cheat if you're smarter than they are, and we are smarter. That, my lovely friends, is the setup for the markets this morning here. We're not going to change a thing. You understand? You and I, we're set. We're in the right spots. So we're doing the right thing. Tell me, for those of you, okay, I know there's a lot of people that don't like Greg Mannarino for whatever reason. If you happen to be one of those people, tell me where I got this wrong. I am willing to learn. From anybody, okay? Those of you that like me, I love all of you. Even those that don't like me, I love all of you, all right? I want us to prosper here. That's what this is all about to me, and I look for opportunity wherever it is. That's all I do, okay? I say, okay, well, where are the opportunities? It couldn't be more glaringly in our face than what's happening now. If we realize, let's think for a nanosecond, all right? If we understand what's going to happen and where this is going, no matter who sits behind the Resolute desk, I know some of you are living in a twisted, deluded, delusional state here where you think that, okay, the next president, which most of you believe is going to be President Trump, and it certainly might be, okay, is going to take down the Fed. He's going to end the debt-based system. I'm sorry to be laughing at you, but you got to get with the program. It ain't going to happen. All right, it's not going to happen. We are not going back into a gold-backed system. The debt-based system is here to stay. Let me just tell you that right now. That's the central bank's power. It resides in one thing. You think they're going to give up that power without wiping out half the world's population, including you? No, they won't give it up. There's no way they're going to give that up. So, ain't happening in our lifetime. Maybe down the line, but not here, not now, not under the next thing that sits behind the Resolute desk, no matter what it is. It's a thing. Again, I'm telling you right now, whoever gets chosen to sit behind the Resolute desk, no matter what you might believe, is going to play right for the central banks. That's where we are, okay? And the sooner you get hip to that, the better off you're going to be. And the easier it's going to be for you to understand what you need to do. Some of you are locked in some kind of a state of taking no action. And I know that's not the people that follow this blog. This blog is for people of action. People who can see where the opportunities are and pounce on it. My lions, okay? That's what we are doing. I'm telling you, nothing's getting past this guy. That means nothing's getting past you. You understand? I got your back. We got each other's back. Period, the freaking end. All right, look, I want to hear from you, as I said. Are you surprised that now the U.S. is pounding targets in Iraq with Iran here being the ultimate target? Are you surprised about this? Yemen attacks, picking those up. The Red Sea attacks are still going on, so it ain't working. It's just a mechanism of war. Another lie that's being sold to the people to pull cash into the now. That's all this is. Period. And I think we're pretty much on the same page. Anyway, so just like I said earlier, please answer this one question for me. Coincidence? Do you believe in coincidences? Is the Federal Reserve now stealthily pulling liquidity out of the system while war is accelerating at the same time? Is that just a coincidence, or you think that's by design? Me? You know my take on that. Love you a lot, people. See you later, 4.05 p.m. Eastern for my live stream. Have some questions ready for me. Let's cover that. Let's do this, okay? Because we, you and me, we're invincible. In this environment, we are invincible. See you later.